you're here. Fellowship's real. Knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's there.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. We're off to a different start today.
Yeah?
I think I've only done this maybe a time or two in the last couple of years.
What are we doing?
I pray first.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Usually, I don't know, the tendency.
I thought we were going to do something else now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to announce something new. Yeah. what should we dream up right now?
Or you did pray first.
Yeah,
I always do. Yeah. You're shaking things up, Mark.
Yeah, I'm shaking things up. Anyways, we'll see if it has any different effect. I don't think it will.
I don't think so.
God's pleased whoever starts praying, as long as we're praying.
You bet.
But we're excited. It's Wednesday, which means we do the Prime Life Times in Review, which means we read stories, we highlight some of the things, mm-hmm. whether it's a content contributor, their story, or have them come in. Today, it's just going to be Mary Ann and I. Last week, you might have heard from Larry Stevens if you were tuned in. He did a great job.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Fun, yeah.
Having him talk about how he puts together these stories on various movies,
right.
What his mindset or his thinking is, how he determines what he's going to share with the Prime Life Times readers and so forth.
Appreciate the thoughtfulness he puts into what movies he chooses for this paper.
And people really said they got a really glimpse or an insight into how he decides or discerns what he's going to talk about, and they really appreciated it. He got some good feedback. In fact, his dad and mom, who live in Florida, Larry Stevens, I guess, senior, and Karen was on a prior trip with me maybe 15 years ago to Israel, as much as 18 years ago, a long time ago. They listened to it online, really enjoyed it.
Nice.
And so it's fun, some of the feedback. And then you and we had an idea, I guess a couple weeks ago we were talking about it, or a month ago, maybe it would be fun to have people take the Prime Life Times with them on vacation,
right.
Or maybe they're traveling.
Or some of these subscribers that actually get it, that live out.
Like in Colorado or different areas.
Arizona, wherever.
Yeah, and they would take a picture of holding their Prime Life Times paper. You know, maybe they're visiting the Grand Canyon. And so there's the Grand Canyon in the background. They're holding the Prime Life Times paper. Or maybe somebody goes overseas.
Yeah.
Or somebody in China is reading it.
I know.
So we would encourage people to take a picture of themselves reading the paper or holding it up wherever.
Where in the world is the Prime Life Times? Kind of like where Waldo.
Yeah.
It's in Arizona.
It's in Arizona right now. So we were talking about that, thinking, that would be a fun thing. People would say, hey, I saw you in the paper.
Yeah.
So when did you go to Florida or wherever?
Right.
Well, it just so happens, like 4 days ago, a friend, Ty Clapper, who used to sing with the Singing Men of GNN, he still kind of sings with us on occasion when he's
nice.
In town or whatever, but he sent a picture, unsolicited, I didn't even ask him, he said, guess where the Prime Life Times is being read.
What did he say? Is anybody any further
away? Yeah, reading the paper than
it was
or
cute.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was reading it in the Fort Myers, Florida area and sent a picture of him holding the paper.
Yeah, it made me want to go to Florida.
And at the time I said, now where is this? So the email went back and he said, it's at Jim and Chris Gunther's home here in Florida. He's staying in it.
Oh, great.
And so anyways, we're going to start that up, I guess, effective now.
Yeah.
He'll probably be one of our first.
That was awesome that he did that.
Yeah.
It was just so perfect.
If you subscribe to the Prime Life Times paper and you're anywhere around the country, you want to send in a photo, or you can email it to us. It can be taken with your cell phone or, you know, with an old-fashioned camera.
Yeah. His was so happy and colorful, too.
Yeah. It looks good. Yeah. The green foliage
the blue sky.
And everything. Yeah,
yeah.
Nice and warm down there.
Yeah.
But if you live around the country or you're traveling around the world, we'll figure out some kind of prizes and awards and such, and maybe even have some voting. But you could be listed and featured in an upcoming edition of the Prime Life Times if you take a picture of yourself holding the Prime Life Times somewhere.
Yeah, you got to hold it up.
Identify where you're at, where the picture is being taken from, and may be included. But Ty's going to be our first one, probably in the May edition.
Oh, yeah.
The April one's already just about all set in stone.
Proof's here, yep.
And so send it to our studio location here at Lincoln Square, which is Prime Life Times or Great News Radio, 112 Lincoln Square, Urbana, Illinois, 61801.
You can even say Unit 112 if you want.
Yeah, Unit 112. Yeah, 112 Lincoln Square. We get all the mail here, and it can be included in the upcoming maybe May or June or July. But be creative. And you'll get extra points for creativity. We'll
May
see what that means.
All of the ideas that we have just happen, manifest so quickly like that. I loved it.
Is somebody going to Israel?
Oh, wow.
One on the Dead Sea, floating on the Dead Sea with the paper open.
Where is
open.
The Prime Life
Times?
Yeah,
the Prime Life Times is in Israel. And we have some friends in China. So
oh, that's so
you,
cool.
If you travel into China, get a picture or wherever you're going.
Or just even Hoopston. You know, anywhere.
Yep. Anywhere. It could qualify.
Yeah,
so
it'd be fun.
Okay. So, yeah, today we're going to talk about the Prime Life Times. Maybe two quick mentions.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday we did discuss about Huntley Brown coming to town on Sunday, April 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Tuesday, April 16th, right here at the Great News Radio Center, KUFI, which is Christians United for Israel, is going to be holding a special gathering, Why Biblically and Historically Christians Should Stand with Israel and What We Can Do. And Peggy Meyer and Denise Meyer, actually, one spelled M-E-I-E-R, the other is M-E-Y-E-R. Anyways, they love the Lord, and they have a real heart for the Jewish people and how Christians can get involved.
Mm.
And so they're helping sponsor and put this together, and we're having a special guest come in. It's Pastor Lyndon Allen, and he's the KUFI Central Regional Coordinator. And so he'll speak, and there'll be some desserts, and we'll have right here at the Great News Radio Center. So that's going to be on Tuesday night, April 16th. If you need more information or have questions about the evening, you can call Denise at 217-298-1980. 217-298-1980. And then planning a little bit ahead, on Saturday, June 8th, at the First United Methodist Church in Urbana, right next to Lincoln Square here, Ivan Parker's coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the third or fourth time he sang with the Singing Men of GNN. Last year he was here at the First United Methodist Church, and again, the same church as last year.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be the open general seating. Come when you can. And there'll be a free will offering, so please be generous. Otherwise, if you want up close and personal, artist circle seating reserved, so if you're running late, you know you have a seat right there up in near the front, it's $25, and you can purchase that online at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org.
One thing I noticed about him at his artist circle, he is so willing to, like, put his arm around people and take pictures with people, and it's just so personable, and you can go home with a picture.
Yeah. He and I think the Collingsworth family are about as good as they come as far as smoozing and talking with you. And the singing man,
genuine.
He hangs around the guys.
Yeah.
He's really, his character is wonderful. And so you're going to really enjoy that time. We'll have some snacks, and we'll have a special room set aside to where people will have, you know, half hour or so of meet and greet and talking with them, and then taking pictures, obviously, if you want, and having them sign your CDs or whatever. And then also he'll put on a great presentation along with the Singing Men of GNN. So you can find out more about that or Huntley Brown coming in a couple weeks, all on our front page, greatnewsradio.org, or our events page, which is also at greatnewsradio.org under the events tab. So find out more, and you can register if you want the special reserve seating up close and personal. That'll include a meet and greet, and that's $25 per person. Otherwise, there'll be a free will offering, but you won't be guaranteed that seat up close and personal. So get reserved if you want to ensure that reserve seat. All right, our Prime Life Times, they're flying out of the house. In fact, I think this month we're going to run out
at
some locations. So
I think we will.
I told people the story yesterday when Esther and I went down to Arthur, and there were three locations that were out of paper, so we had to refill, and then a few others that were really low. So this is a great month. I think people love the quilt barns, the picture right on the front page, and yet you would say, oh, well, quilts, I'm not into it. I'm a man. Well, not that some men. I know one of our old time volunteers, Daryl Stalter, he used to do quilting.
Really?
He would even quilt jeans together and all sorts of stuff.
My,
he was like a master weaver, if you will.
Well, it interests me, these people in Oregon that this article is about, the quilt barns where they have these quilt things hanging on their barns, they got the idea from here in the Midwest.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so then, you would look at our front page and you see the quilt and you might be like, But then you look up in the left corner, March Madness trivia. Guys are like, and
hey,
then
it's
pilot,
starting.
Combat artist, Marine. So yeah. I think we...
Duke's number one.
Yeah.
Number one seed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. March Madness. People are glued to the TV this weekend. Mm-hmm. So anyways, this has been a real popular edition. We're going to be...
And Kathleen read that article, Combat Marine. Yeah, that was really great.
So, and you were saying there's a couple other really neat things to highlight today.
There really are. I wanted to read the bookshelf. We have a bookshelf review, kind of like we have the movie review. We have a book review column on A14.
Okay, I'm going to A14. And eventually, we're going to look for some sponsors to sponsor this page.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you that have a heart for literacy, or maybe your business is mm-hmm. really interested in sponsorship of one of these creative pages, mm-hmm. like the bookshelf or the movie review or mm-hmm. some of the other pages, we'll have some creative ways to work with you so we can underwrite the cost of this page
and
help promote these great content contributors like Wilma.
Well, Susan McKinney is the librarian up at St. Joe in Illinois here, and she writes every month a review, and I just love this one. In fact, Rob liked it so much, he just immediately went and got the book. I'll read it. Okay, The Bookshelf by Susan McKinney. Hero Dogs, How a Pack of Rescues, Rejects, and Strays Became America's Greatest Disaster Search Partners by Wilma Melville. In 1995, Wilma Melville volunteered as a canine search and rescue, SAR, handler with her dog Murphy to help with rescue operations following the Oklahoma City bombing. At that time, there were only 15 FEMA-certified SAR dogs nationwide. After working that tragic site, she vowed to help train 168 dogs, one for each victim. This book is the story of her fulfillment of that vow. Wilma founded the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation, SDF for short, as a means to reach her goal. Her first three dogs were Anna, Dusty, and Harley, golden retrievers.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Considered irredeemable and unadoptable because of perceived behavioral problems. She worked a long time with them to make them the SAR dogs she had known they could be. She applied patience, love, and discipline to get them to graduate. These three dogs, along with their firefighter co-workers, were among the first responders searching the ruins of the World Trade Center following the 9/11 tragedy. One of the things that took me most by surprise was that they actually trained the dogs to go up and down extension ladders, as evidenced by some amazing pictures which she includes. I'm one of those people who cannot go up and down those ladders with hands and feet. Yet here are dogs who can do a much better job than I ever could. The book portrays in detail some of the search and rescue efforts of 9/11, as well as the biographies of several of the first dogs she took into her training program. By 2005, only 65 dogs had graduated from her program. Hurricane Katrina hit our coast, and Wilma's dogs again went into the field to help search for survivors.
I'll jump in right here. You'd say only 65.
I know.
When we had that special guest in here, I mean, it's like, I forget, hundreds of hours to do the proper training, to get them to understand concepts. I mean, even just to train a dog, imagine climbing a ladder. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, many hours.
Wilma learned through 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina that publicity about the SAR dogs helped bolster the finances of her foundation. Finances desperately needed to support the training. In the first 10 years, her foundation was mostly staffed by volunteers. It is expensive to train a FEMA-certified SAR dog, search and rescue. Through the years, her dogs have helped in California mudslide rescues, and they assisted in locating survivors in Haiti following the 2010 devastating 7.0 earthquake. This is a beautiful, emotional, and heartwarming story of a woman who rescued dogs and turned them into rescuers. These were dogs nobody wanted. Dogs that kept getting returned to the shelters. Dogs that needed something special. The relationships that formed between the dogs and their firefighter partners come to life in this book. Though partly retired at age 85, I know, Wilma still works as an SDF trainer, and in 2017, she finally reached the benchmark of having trained 168 dogs. Mm. It took a lot of people to achieve the goal of 168 fully trained dogs, and Wilma wants the story to be about those people and the dogs, not about her.
Oh, how great.
It's an awesome story.
I bet she's a real character.
Yeah.
She'd be a sweet one to get in touch with or interview or talk to.
Do you think we could?
I think anything's possible.
Let's
trying
do
to look.
That.
Is there any more phone numbers? But if you have the book or Rob has the book.
Oh, Rob's got the book. He ordered it right away.
Oh, that sounds really great.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Susan McKinney is the librarian at the St. Joseph Township Swearingen Memorial Library. She received her master's in library science from the University of Illinois. She came here from Indiana for graduate school, fell in love with the area, and has lived here ever since. It's funny because some people do the opposite.
Yeah,
they
I
go
have
to Indiana.
Friends, they love Indiana.
Yeah, I know, me too. Susan is an avid reader who enjoys mystery, suspense, fantasy, and action novels. Thank you, Susan, for being our column person.
Yeah, thank you, Susan. Wow. Yeah, so if you would like to help underwrite the cost of this page and be a sponsor, if you have a business or service, like we're looking for like maybe McDonald's or it could be a big, well-known corporation or maybe an independent person or a small business that would like to be a sponsor. We can talk about some of the specifics and how we can work together. But to be able to provide the Prime Life Times free of charge to over 250 area locations and about 30,000 monthly readers, we need people to help support this paper. And in fact, if you do make a donation to Great News Radio targeted towards the Prime Life Times, you'll see a new little listing on your receipt thank you note that has the Prime Life Times as one of the recipients of
the
money.
We're just official.
Yeah, so it's a little more official, so you can target or give very specifically towards the Prime Life Times. But we're really pleased how God's using this paper in so many unique ways, reaching a whole cross-section of our community, our society. So, oh, that's very good. That's a neat story.
There's a lot of interesting stories. I love that review. Almost every issue, we have an article from Nancy Brain. Not every issue, but many. But this one's really good.
And Nancy Brain's a part of our sales team and distribution team.
Yes.
She's delivered papers
good
all around the Danville area and made a lot of inroads with some businesses. So
her article is great, Where Are My Socks? But I just want to point out the picture. I love this picture.
Now, which page?
Before.
Before.
So these two kids, probably two girls and their little puppy, and they've all got crazy green, like St. Patrick stuff on, and the dog has a crazy green hat and socks, and under it says, "Can serene structure survive the hysterical hazards of home life?" I love that. Just think that's so cute. It's a great article.
Where Are My Socks?
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
And another great one by Rita Blockman, right next to it.
She always does good ones.
Multifaceted woman, and that is so true. What a interesting story about Joan Woodland. Really interesting.
Another senior saint, 87 years young.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's Joey Kroll's.
And we read that one,
God's
I think.
Peace.
Hey, there's an interesting story about Joey Kroll's article. At Carl Duderstadt's memorial service, Stephen Murphy spoke about this very topic, this very story that's in Joey Kroll's article about the little boy that was and he came up to me afterwards and he said, you know, he already had planned what he wanted to say, and then he heard that morning that Joey Kroll's us reading that, and he heard that story, and he's like, that's perfect to go with what I want to say.
Yeah.
So that's where he got it. It's from the paper.
Oh, yeah, it's a great paper. Get it while it still can be had, as they say. Over 250 area locations. You can find them listed by town at the website primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. You'll see the tab that says distribution, and then you just scroll down from Illinois to Indiana. It's all alphabetized from Arcola and Arthur through Champaign all the way down to, I can't even think of the ZW. Westville and everything
Village
in between.
Grove or something like
Village
that.
Grove, so.
Well, We should put that again in the paper like we did that one time, that huge listing. It'd probably take 2 pages now. But
yeah, that's going to happen. That's probably in May or June for sure. We'll get that in there. Yeah, so this is a great paper. We encourage you to pick up a copy, read it, pass it on to a friend, bring extra copies to your small group. It's an up-and-coming paper that I think is growing in awareness, and people that have picked it up are loving it. In fact, let me do a little shout-out for Jerry Salfrank.
Oh.
He lives in and around the Champaign-Mahomet area. I can't remember exactly where he lives. Maybe Champaign, but he travels to Danville all the time. And so the other week he said, hey, do you need any help in Danville? I said, you know, there's 3 McDonald's in Danville.
That's like music to your ears.
Yeah. And so, he did the McDonald's runs, the 3 McDonald's, and then he went to the Covington County Market and then the Covington Beef House.
Oh, great.
And so he took like 3 different bundles, but the McDonald's on Vermilion, then there's one on Gilbert Street and one on Bowman Avenue. Anyways, he took like 20 papers. I think like a week later, they're already out. So hopefully we can get some stands. We have stands in the McDonald's on Vermilion Street. I think it holds like 60, but that was also empty. So they go through a lot of papers, but hopefully we'll continue to expand. And I would love, if you live in and around the Danville area and on a regular basis, you could check a few of these sites like Jerry does for us. That would be great because we're going through a lot of papers in and around the Danville area.
Yeah, we are.
So. All right. Well, the Prime Life Times in review. Get your copy. Tune in future Wednesdays. You'll hear more of the stories. We're working on the April edition, working on the May edition for that matter, and got a lot of great stories and content that we want to share with you. It's informative, it's engaging, it's positive, and we think it's going to be a blessing. So, thanks for sharing, Mary Ann, reading that, and look forward to next week when we do it all again.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Mary Ann Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
I dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold. Beside the crystal sea, we heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart.